Joanne, we're going to begin. We're going to begin with the big weekend coming up, and I'm going to begin by asking you, how's the preparations going at the moment, and how satisfied you, as chairperson of the Gaeilge Committee, how satisfied are you with the current state of affairs in regards planning and organisation?
Yeah, everything's going according to plan, thankfully, Ciarán. Absolutely delighted, I have to say, with the effort and the commitment that we've had from a huge number of volunteers over the past 12 months. So, as you say, final preparations are underway, getting ready, everything ready to kick off on Friday evening in Towny, 7:30 for the match that you mentioned, Vidor versus Kiltane. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of checklists now, Ciarán, double and triple check and everything, but just getting final preparations underway to ensure that everything is ready to go on Friday.
Most of the listeners tuning in will know that it's not just a Gaelic football competition. There's also lots of off-the-field events. We're going to come to that in a moment. As a regular at these events, Joanne, two things always strikes me at the marquees and all the volunteers and all the staff. And there's 21 teams, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 21 teams from around Ireland attending. How did the accommodation planning and indeed the bar staff, that's the big one, and you've the stewards as well. So you can talk to me about the various committees around the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge national event, Ciarán, so a lot of planning has been done over the past year and a half. And as you mentioned, their committees, so our biggest committee, I suppose, would have been our accommodation. So we would have been tasked with sourcing accommodation for all those 21 teams travelling, their mentors along with their supporters, media that will be travelling for the weekend. So a huge amount of beds would have been required. And I'm delighted to say that the accommodation committee, it was a mammoth task. They went out, I'd say this time last year, maybe March, April last year, physically knocking on doors from Glen to Ardrath to Brookliff, and they were very successful in that they have sourced accommodation for all of those people. So we're absolutely delighted, Ciarán, and like I said, it was a huge, huge effort. All volunteers, so yeah, they've done a super job.
Special word of praise as well, Joanne, to the neighbouring clubs. So there's going to be matches in Kilcar from 11 o'clock each morning and on Friday evening, as you said. But Niamh Columba and CLG Ardraha also giving a helping hand and hosting matches.
They are, Ciarán, yeah. They're going to be hosting a few matches. So I think on Saturday, Ardraha and Glen both will host two matches. And on Sunday, they'll host one match each. And the remaining matches will be held in Towny. So yeah, a huge thanks to CLG Niamh Columba and CLG Ardraha as well, because without that, we wouldn't have been able to proceed with the competition, because we needed those pitches for those games. So we're delighted, yeah.
Nightlife is also a big part of the Comartis Pell and the Gaeltacht. I was looking at the lineup, some great bands. You have One for the Road coming, and you have Polka 4 coming. So talk to me about the nightlife and the youth as well. Some young youth musicians will be playing on the Friday night.
All going well, yeah. So as you know, Ciarán, being a Kilcare man, we have a huge tradition in here of traditional music. So we're hoping to have as many of our young and maybe not so young trad musicians available over the whole weekend, both in the marquee and also on the pitch between some matches during the day. As you mentioned, then there will be live music in the Ulfubble Moor, so the big marquee. Friday night, we're hoping to have the pipe band, all going well, to officially open it in the marquee at 9:15 Friday night. That will be followed by some local musicians. That lineup just needs to be confirmed. Saturday, as you mentioned, Mad Notions and Polka Cahar are our two live bands, and that will be followed by a DJ until late. And Sunday night, we have the Railway Boys and One for the Road, also followed by a DJ. On Monday, we have the return of Mad Notions for the closing of the Comartis over the weekend. So plenty of entertainment for everybody and plenty of crack to be had in the Ulfubble Moor, Ciarán. And I think you might be there yourself. I see your name on the list for one of the entertainment acts. So yeah, fair play to you.
Yeah, stranger things have happened, Joanne. We know the club hosted back in 2004, but it's a completely different of the ladies teams and more teams taking part this year, not forgetting the TV coverage as well. I think that back then it was only the Monday, but TG Cahar really coming on board. You've every single match streamed online, and on the Sunday you've two games live on TV, and you've three games live on TV on the Monday. So what's your message to people now, maybe they're not really football people, but we know there's something in it for everybody. So what's the message out there if you're thinking about coming to Kilcar next weekend?
Oh, don't think about it. Just come on down to Kilcar. This is where the crack is going to be had. I mean, we'll have a meal on as well. We have a big dining area over there, so there's plenty of food, plenty of tea and coffee. There are going to be shops available, lots of ice cream because we're hoping to have a very hot weekend. We also have activities for families and young children in Ashland, Kilcara. So we're very thankful to the Ashland for allowing us to use their facilities, Kieran, over the weekend. And those events are going to be facilitated by Tuish Mahori na Gaels Dochta. So that's happening on Saturday and Sunday in Ashland, Kilcara. So, yeah, come along. The crack will be in Kilcara this weekend.
And I have been hearing positive vibes in relation to public transport as well. So neighbouring parishes are not so neighbouring. You will get home safe. And I've seen a lovely video, maybe a relation you own and a white van, maybe a taxi driver come the weekend as well.
You never know. You never know. His services may be required, Kieran. But we have organised buses that are going to leave Townie every night after the entertainment is over. So everybody that's going to be in Townie will hopefully get on those buses and get to their destination safely at the end of the night. So there will be transport available for everybody going to every area from Glen down as far as Ardra.
Finally, Joanne, before I let you go, you're married to the club treasurer. It's a busy, busy Swinney house, and you have three kids as well, highly involved in the club. There's a draw coming up, a €20 for 20,000. €20,000 is the top prize. So I'll give you a few moments now to plug that draw live on Hill Radio.
Yeah. So the draw is ongoing, Kieran, and those tickets will be available over the weekend. And they're for sale locally as well and through the club. So it's the total prize fund is 30,000. As you mentioned, €20,000 is the first prize, second prize, 5,000. And then I think it's 5 prizes of 1,000. And the draw for that's going to take place on the 30th of August this year. And you can buy one ticket for €20, three for 50, seven for 100. And yeah, it'd be great. Great to get the support because it's all needed. Every single penny is needed to keep our club going.
Joanne McShovna, go Mila Maya. I'll let you go back now to your hard work, Joanne. And we'll talk, no doubt, come Friday evening.
Jeremiah, good hearing. Thanks very much. Okay, Sam.